And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. I'm Paul Dottino. He's Roman Oben. And, you know, Roman, the Giants' loss to the 49ers is another one that goes in the column of woulda, coulda, shoulda, probably coulda won that game. That column is getting real heavy right now.
Yeah, Paul, look, it's obvious the Giants have gotten, you know, toe-to-toe with some of the better teams in the National Football League, with the 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, but they haven't been able to close these games. And I think that fourth quarter is critical. We all know most games are won and lost in the fourth quarter by a margin of about 4 points. The Giants have proven that with the last 2 weeks' performance.
All right, let's go to our Geico News of the Day, and 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or go to geico.com. We talk about the reshuffled offensive line, Roman, because the Giants last week had some reshuffling going on, and now that Pugh's practicing again and Snyder's not, they may have to shuffle it again.
Yeah, and in terms of Schwartz, you know, being a natural left guard at the beginning of the season, you might see a situation where you put Schwartz back from right tackle to left guard if Snyder doesn't go, and then Pugh gets his natural fit at right tackle. So, but last week, in terms of how they played in the first half, I think they played well. They showed balance. They had good protection. It's just at the end of the game, Paul, as you know, pass protection broke down a lot towards the end of the game when they had to throw the ball down after down to try to move the ball and score and win.
Okay, Roman, let's take a look at some of the other guys on the injury list. Good news in that Jaquan Williams, as Coach said, is going to do some individuals today, so that means he's going to be coming back from his concussion, also with a bit of a shoulder issue. Mathias Kiwanuka with a knee, he's been kind of nursing a little bit of a situation the last few weeks.
Yeah, you know, defensively, Jaquan Williams has been missed since he had that concussion. So you knew last week he was working his way to get back. So it seems like now he's working, you know, to really be 100% and play on Sunday. And with Kiwi, you know, being a veteran presence at that defensive line position, Coach talked about DeMontre Moore getting more reps than just third down. So that's going to affect how much more DeMontre Moore plays if Kiwi can go.
Yeah, Coach also said Herzlick and Kennard will have to take snaps at middle linebacker in practice because you don't know the status of McLean. Apparently, he's got a sore knee as well.
Yeah, 100%. And again, linebacker is critical because the guys that typically play a lot of special teams, Herzlick, Pacinger, those guys are thrusted now in the starting positions, and then that does affect special teams as well.
All right, Roman, if you can believe it, we've actually gone a minute or two into this program without talking about the great Odell Beckham catch, the 43-yard touchdown grab against Brandon Carr last weekend. It truly is one for the ages.
Yeah, and there's been talk about this nationally all week. I mean, there's been hashtags about things Odell Beckham can catch, all types of stuff. I mean, it showed that he practiced this in pregame warm-up, not as a showboat, but as something that he might actually have to do. I mean, he reached 3 or 4 yards outside of his body, or 3 or 4 feet, rather, outside of his body, outside the end zone line and recover the ball. I mean, that's something you don't see. You probably won't see that in 10 years.
10 grabs for 146 yards, and let's face it, folks, this kid is dynamic. I can't imagine that any of us thought way back when during the preseason when he was missing that time with the hamstring that he would have this kind of impact this quickly.
Well, it was more rewarding for me today for Tom Coughlin to say that he was on injury list with his back, but he's full speed today. He's all go. So you will see number 13 again on Sunday.
All right. Eli Manning had his third 300-yard game of the season last weekend against Dallas. There was that interception, but I think, again, Eli was able to bounce back from the 5 picks the week before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, bounce back to have 3 touchdowns, only 1 interception off a tip ball and 300 yards showed that Eli Manning did recover from that. And, you know, the irony of the interception was that it's like had that ball not gotten tipped, it's probably an incomplete pass. It doesn't get intercepted, and that's at least 3 points for that drive. So that was really unfortunate to see the way that ball was intercepted.
For Eli, that was the second time this season he has thrown 3 touchdown passes in a game. Let's get to our Twitter question, as we always do during this part of the program. Wicked Knuckles says, why has the Giants offense struggled in second halves during the course of the season? The Giants had 1 touchdown on 6 possessions during the game against the Cowboys.
Yeah, Paul, the bottom line for me is just the Giants' inability to close in the second half. You talked about Odell Beckham's numbers. You talked about what he did in the first half versus the second half. A lot of that, as an offensive lineman, has to do with the pass protection breakdown. You know, Eli Manning was hurried a little bit in that pocket. It got a little tight. You see him getting hit, laying on the ground. That's not something you want in the second half. And as an offensive lineman, you want to be running the ball and pounding a team out when you have a lead in the second half. and not hoping the quarterback's got to continue to throw the ball to win. But this is a National Football League where the other team's trying to win, too. You've got to play a full, complete game of 60 minutes.
Well, you know, you heard Coach Coughlin talk about the lack of a pass rush. On the Dallas game-winning drive the other day, 7 plays for 80 yards, Tony Romo 6 of 6 for 66 yards. And as Coach said, he just had too much time.
Yeah, Paul, we all know that at the Giants' height of their success defensively, this team can get to the quarterback with 4 rushers, 4 guys, which leaves 7 in coverage. Tony Romo had a lot of time. I mean, you saw some of the graphics, the TV copy, 7.5, 8 seconds to get rid of the ball, and that puts a lot of pressure on the secondary when a quarterback can read his progressions, 1, 2, 3, look downfield, look at Tony Romo's eyes, and finally, I mean, hopping up and down, literally, before he finds his open receiver. That's due to a lack of pressure on the quarterback.
You know, a lot of people keep saying to Coach Coughlin, why don't you blitz more? Well, he answered that one pretty well, Roman, because when you blitz and it doesn't work, you open yourself up to even worse things.
Yeah, Coach Coughlin talked about the inability to get home. So if a blitz is called, you've got to execute. You can't fall on another defender. You can't have a mental error on those type of blitzes. So if you're going to send a 5th rusher or a blitzer, a 5th or 6th guy, they've got to get to the quarterback and get to him quickly, prevent him from getting rid of the football.
And then finally, even though DeMarco Murray had over 100 yards, his longest run was only 18. The big plays, though, Roman, still in trouble. There were pass plays of 20 or more yards 5 times in the game.
Yeah, you got to stop those big plays if you're going to shut down a team's offense.
All right, folks. Well, the Giants got a lot of corrections they're going through right now at practice. Again, they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in Florida on Sunday. We'll examine this matchup much more closely when we return after this.
Fitness and wellness.
Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars have only won one game this year, but Roman, they will not self-destruct. They've only had 48 penalties marked off against them, by far the fewest in the NFL, so you better play clean to beat them.
Well, the fact that they've only won one game really negates the fact the Giants have only won three games. So this can't be looked at like, oh, look at this Jacksonville Jaguars young team. They're going to give you their best effort. There's a lot of emotional things going into this game. Obviously, Coach Coughlin was there for 8 years. He talked about it being alumni week.
Right.
So there's pride really on both sides of the locker room and what it's going to take to really come up with a victory down in Florida.
Speaking of the young Jaguars, Bortles, the rookie quarterback, leads the NFL with 15 picks. He's only started 9 games. Remember, he didn't start at the beginning.
Right.
But he's thrown at least one pick at each of his starts.
Yeah, you look at his touchdown interception ratio and his rating, it's not exactly compelling. But, again, Coach Coughlin talked about him being a rookie quarterback. You know, he is going through some rookie struggles that most rookies go through. But he does do a good job of just operating this no-huddle rhythmic approach. You know, some of the things that he did in college, so that quick rhythm passing, and if he gets some of that momentum, he can have success in and his ability to move the ball or move an offense downfield.
Yeah, they can move the ball with Denard Robinson, too, the former Michigan quarterback who has now started at running back. He's been the primary guy for the last 5 games, and in 2 of those games, he's run for at least 100 yards.
Yeah, Denard Robinson, Paul, is the guy, the new modern era of what's called just an athlete on the football field, where he doesn't really have a true position, whether it's a running back, you know, some jet sweeps. He's actually a better tackle runner than you would imagine, but he does have the speed to get out to the corner and accelerate. So, you know, number 16 is a guy that's going to have to be circled on that scouting report this week because he is really their main weapon offensively in Jacksonville.
Yeah, they have a rather nondescript wide receiving core, but let's talk about their defense for a second. They've given up 140 or more yards rushing 7 times, including each of the last 4 games.
Yeah, they're obviously at the bottom of the league in terms of defensively, but you look at those two numbers, 3rd in sacks, best red zone in the NFL. If you put a blindfold over me, Paul, and say, I want the best sack production and scoring defense in the league, and you say it's Jacksonville Jaguars, I'm going to be surprised. So these young guys are playing hard, they're fast, and they're really stingy when it comes to the red zone. So they're going to give up yards, but when you get inside that 20, it's going to be really, really tight for this Giants offense.
Yeah, Chris Clemons leads the team in sacks. He's got 7. Now, he will line up both at left end and right end. So if the Giants' O-line has any kind of confusion, Clemons is the guy who could take advantage of it.
Yeah, you've got Clemons. Obviously, Ryan Davis has 5.5. Marks has 5. So they've got, you know, multiple guys that have at least 5 sacks. So it's not a situation where you can slide to one guy or help chip off one guy. All 5 of the Giants offensive linemen are going to be live this week because they all have guys that are really active, similar like Robert Ayers and what he's done for the Giants defensively.
And how many times have we heard it all year? The best way to avoid pressure on the quarterback is to stay out of 3rd and long.
Yeah, and how do you stay out of 3rd and long, Paul, is you run the ball. You create 3rd and shorts. That's how you stay out of that position.
All right, Roman, as always, stay tuned to MSG for all of your Giants programming, Giants First and 10, Giants Chronicles, Giants Rewind, and Press Conference Live. For Roman Oben, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time.